Section 1. Listening. There are two parts in this section. You will hear each part twice. After each part, you will have a 10-second pause to do. Part 1. Listen to a woman talking to a policeman. From questions 1 to 5, choose A, B or C. You will listen to the conversation twice.
Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
Yes, I've lost my bag.
Oh, I am sorry. Now, where did you lose it?
In the town centre. I had it when I got off the bus.
Was there much money in the bag?
No, there wasn't. I usually have 40 or 50 pounds in it, but today I think there was only about 20.
What else was in the bag?
Just my gloves. I left my credit card and driving license at home.
Was the bag expensive?
No, it was an old one. It wasn't big enough, really.
Now, what time did you lose it?
Well, I left home about 9:30, and the bus takes half an hour, so I lost it about 10 o'clock.
Right. Well, I'll phone you tomorrow to tell you if we find it. Are you at home in the afternoon?
Sorry, I'm going out until the evening. Could you phone before 10 in the morning?
Certainly. I'll call then. Now, what's your number?
It's 03622.
Now, listen to part one again.
Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
Yes, I've lost my bag.
Oh, I am sorry. Now, where did you lose it?
In the town centre. I had it when I got off the bus.
Was there much money in the bag?
No, there wasn't. I usually have 40 or 50 pounds in it, but today I think there was only about 20.
What else was in the bag?
Just my gloves. I left my credit card and driving license at home.
Was the bag expensive?
No, it was an old one. It wasn't big enough, really.
Now, what time did you lose it?
Well, I left home about 9:30, and the bus takes half an hour, so I lost it about 10 o'clock.
Right. Well, I'll phone you tomorrow to tell you if we find it. Are you at home in the afternoon?
Sorry, I'm going out until the evening. Could you phone before 10 in the morning?
Certainly. I'll call then. Now, what's your number?
It's 0362.
Part 2. You will hear a telephone conversation between a hotel receptionist and a caller making a reservation. Complete the form below. Write no more than 3 words or a number for each answer.
Silver Tulip Hotel, good afternoon. How can I help you?
Ah, yes. Good afternoon. I'd like to book a room for next Friday.
Certainly, sir. How many nights will you be staying?
Just one, please.
And would you like a single or double room?
A double room, please.
A double room. And would you like twin beds or a king-size bed?
A king-sized bed, please.
Let me see. Yes, we do have a double room available for next Friday. Would you like me to book it for you?
Yes, please.
Could I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Edward Francis.
Is that F-R-A-N-C-E-S?
No, it's F-R-A-N-C-I-S.
Francis.
Yes, that's right.
And your home address, please, sir?
Yes, it's 23 Cypress Avenue, Cambridge.
Is that C-Y-P-R-U-S?
No, C-Y-P-R-E-S-S, like the tree.
Oh, I see. And your postcode is?
CB39NF.
And it's just for one night?
Yes, that's right.
We can reserve a parking space for you. Are you coming by car?
Actually, I'll be taking a taxi from the station.
That's fine. And one last question. Would you like dinner and breakfast?
No dinner, thank you. But I'd like breakfast.
Just breakfast. So, to confirm, you're arriving on Friday the 16th of April and leaving on Saturday the 17th. That's one night in a double room with a king-size bed with breakfast.
That's right. Thank you very much.
And could I have your mobile number, please?
Yes, it's 07976 122 577. No, sorry, it's been changed. It's 07961 121 597.
07961 121 597. Thank you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, I'm having dinner with a friend. Could you recommend a good restaurant nearby?
That would be the Winston Churchill. It's about a mile from here.
Perfect. Could you please make a reservation for 7pm and leave a message with the details for my friend when he arrives?
Certainly. What is the gentleman's name?
Mr. Alaoui. That's A-L-A-O-U-I.
No problem. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you.
Now, listen to part two again.
Silver Tulip Hotel, good afternoon. How can I help you?
Ah, yes. Good afternoon. I'd like to book a room for next Friday.
Certainly, sir. How many nights will you be staying?
Just one, please.
And would you like a single or double room?
A double room, please.
A double room. And would you like twin beds or a king-size bed?
A king-sized bed, please.
Let me see. Yes, we do have a double room available for next Friday. Would you like me to book it for you?
Yes, please.
Could I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Edward Francis.
Is that F-R-A-N-C-E-S?
No, it's F-R-A-N-C-I-S.
F-R-A-N-C-I-S.
Yes, that's right.
And your home address, please, sir?
Yes, it's 23 Cypress Avenue, Cambridge.
Is that C-Y-P-R-U-S?
No, C-Y-P-R-E-S-S, like the tree.
Oh, I see. And your postcode is?
CB39NF.
And it's just for one night?
Yes, that's right.
We can reserve a parking space for you. Are you coming by car?
Actually, I'll be taking a taxi from the station.
That's fine. And one last question. Would you like dinner and breakfast?
No dinner, thank you. But I'd like breakfast.
Just breakfast. So, to confirm, you're arriving on Friday the 16th of April and leaving on Saturday the 17th. That's one night in a double room with a king-size bed with breakfast.
That's right. Thank you very much.
And could I have your mobile number, please?
Yes, it's 07976 122 577. No, sorry, it's been changed. It's 07961 121 597.
07961 121 597. Thank you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, I'm having dinner with a friend. Could you recommend a good restaurant nearby?
That would be the Winston Churchill. It's about a mile from here.
Perfect. Could you please make a reservation for 7 p.m. and leave a message with the details for my friend when he arrives?
Certainly. What is the gentleman's name?
Mr. Alaoui. That's A-L-A-O-U-I.
No problem. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you.
That is the end of the listening test. Stop work on this part and do the other parts.